Basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to District Basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio, the first round of the Class B5 District Tournament here at Kearney High School. Hastings High against Lexington in this first round game, and Scott Rosno joins us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach, the Tigers 8-12 in the regular season, dropping one to end the regular season to Lincoln Pius last Saturday. But are we to the point now, Coach? Are you satisfied where you are as far as progressing towards the district tournament?
Well, I believe we've reached a point in our season that mentally the kids have a very good understanding of what we've got to be able to do to advance, what we've got to be able to do against a variety of opponents that hopefully we'll see throughout the district play. You know, that's really what we set out for a goal at the beginning of the year, having quite a bit of what we had from last season. We had quite a few return. And so here we are 20 games now into the season or through the season. And, you know, the whole goal is that we have a mental understanding of what has to be done. Now, the next phase and step is physically go out and perform at that level. You know, if it's a belief of being able to get the ball inside, then we've got to be able to do it. We've got to be able to do it with the idea that we've got to read and hit some outside shots. So you ask as far as, you know, are we at that point? You know, that's the exciting thing. No matter what we throw at the kids in practice, that the kids have a good mental understanding of how you have to be able to address and assess what's going on out there.
District tournament time. Can you wipe the slate clean, Coach? Is that the way it's kind of been approached this week, that this is really the first game of the season here, and your guys, what they've taken from the previous part of the season, but you wipe all that out and just progress from here, this starting over?
Yeah, you know, cliche or not, it's exactly right. But, you know, you come in December 1st, December 2nd, December 3rd, that first Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the season, and you do find that there are some teams that are a little bit farther ahead, not necessarily because of what skills they were blessed with or anything, but because of what teams did throughout a summer. Follow that up by what teams came out a little bit earlier in the year, and I'm not talking about anything illegal or anything like that, but kids find themselves in the gym a whole lot more maybe in the month of October, November. So you might find yourself with a few teams a little bit farther ahead the month of December. Well, with all that said, you know, December, January, and February have all progressed. And so, yeah, it is pretty much a clean slate. It now comes down to what have you learned and what have you done with the last 3 months and how is your team performing as a unit and how does your team respond to adverse situations. And so slate's clean, and it really comes down to what you're going to do that night.
Okay, for this district tournament, Coach, is it just a matter of going out there and you say maybe wipe the slate clean? You just have to go out, concentrate on yourself, do what you do best, and try to adjust as the game goes along. But it's really a mental and physical game now, too, isn't it, Coach? Especially for these seniors, it just have to be ready to go, and you just have to go out and take it one game at a time. There's really nothing new that's really going to probably show up in these next few days.
Well, exactly. So, you know, we had told the kids Friday at practice that, you know, this is the last practice they would go through. This is, you know, regardless of what, you know, goes on with tonight's game, you know, we'll come back and prepare for game two or round two if that's what kind of rolls out. But as far as that last practice on Friday, you know, that was the last practice before we truly entered the postseason play, and you know, make the most of that opportunity. And that's kind of what the kids have believed in. You know, we've got six seniors that will hope to make a victorious run through it. But regardless, you know, those six seniors have done a great job of being a part of what's led us up to this point.
Okay, it's the Tigers and the Minutemen in the first round of this B5 district tournament. We'll talk about that game and specifics after this timeout on this evening's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to our pregame show before the Class B5 District first-round basketball game between the Hastings High Tigers, the Lexington Minutemen. Scott Rosno with us, basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Okay, Coach, you're 8-12. You got the Minutemen, a team that's really struggled this year, 1-23. In January, you go to Lexington, beat this team 64-17. I guess speaking of wiping the slate clean, I guess the Minutemen have probably done that too, but this is the kind of game that can really throw a scare into people, can't it?
Well, it can, just simply in the idea that some of those players that were making, you know, young mistakes were making them back when they did not have the experience that they've started to build and develop. You know, a guy can look at some of the statistics of the Lexington kids, but what you have to keep in mind is that those statistics are of a season-long bunch of games. You know, you might actually be better off if a person could actually pull Lexington stats and look and see what they've done maybe in the last 6 to 8 games, and that might give you a better reflection as far as, you know, the kind of ball Lexington's been playing. In the last 2 weeks, I know they played a team from North Platte who's a long, tall, thick bunch of kids, and they played them to a 15-point ball game. And so, you know, you start to look at the scariness of Lexington. They're a team, too, that, you know, anytime you go out and you've got a wild animal, and I'm not comparing Lex, but anytime you've got a beast that's got nothing to lose out of the situation, they're going to give you everything they have, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to the end, and we expect nothing less than that out of Lexington. You know, it's a situation where, regardless of who won last time and who's got what records, you know, it comes down to the fact that each of us are in the other team's way to move on in the tournament, and that's really what this game comes down to.
Okay, Coach, specifics for your ball club tonight. I know we've talked here a little bit. You want to get off to a good start. You know, in that first game, Lexington did lead the Tigers 9-8 after the first quarter. You have a big second quarter and took control of the game then, but you really need to get off in a good start to keep Lexington out of the fact that, hey, we got a chance to win this ball game, right?
Well, exactly so. You know, it's one of those situations where any game that you're involved in, the longer you're in the game, the more that you believe in what you're doing, and the more that you're going to continue to give yourself a chance down the stretch. Lexington's a team that, you know, they haven't necessarily posted a situation where they score in high numbers, and so it's going to be very important that we are productive, that we play efficiently on the offensive end. You know, it's going to be really important that if we can find a way to get to the free throw line, definitely want to take advantage of inside basketball. And if they're clogging that up, that doesn't mean that we've got to be able to rush our offense. That still means that we want to try and transition if possible, and definitely take advantage of inside out play and be able to attack the basket.
And all parts of the game will come into play, won't it, Coach? You want to be able to score, and if you do play defense and play well defensively for some turnovers, you want to be able to score off that. But you can always play good defense and rebound and then maybe keep those mistakes down to a minimum. That helps any team, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, those mistakes seem to compound themselves, and they sometimes, you know, it seems like turnovers or missed shots kind of magnify late in the game. But, you know, it's those same possessions that count early in the game that count the same amount as the late ones. And so, yeah, it's real important that we come out and we take care of the basketball and, you know, play solid defense. Don't put ourselves in a situation where we're gambling or we're getting fouls called on ourselves. We want to play honest defense, and we want to give ourselves a chance on the offensive end. You know, taking care of the basketball probably matters just a whole lot more during the postseason than it does during the regular season, simply in the idea that, you know, you lose a regular season game, you have a chance to learn from that. You know, you lose a postseason game, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that is the case here with the Tigers and the Minutemen. Okay, Coach, you talk about the seniors. Are they giving you good leadership this week, keeping things focused on Lexington? We're not worried about anything else after that. Good leadership this week. You're going to count on it again tonight, I'm sure, too.
Well, the kids have. You know, we've kind of come out of the end of the year with a few bumps and bruises and trying to get through through the rest of the cold and flu season. But you know what? We've had, like I said, we've had six seniors that are going to be on this roster that we're going to, you know, be able to go out and compete with. And those six seniors, I think, have really embraced not only the game of basketball, but the team that they've been a part of. And so that's really a strength that we feel that we have. You know, I realize other teams have that, but that's something that we're going to be able to hopefully display. But I know that it's there within us, and so if we can be able to use that idea of, you know, how tight this group of kids have become, you know, I definitely think that gives us an advantage against a lot of teams.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Wayne.
Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Stay tuned. District basketball coming up here on 1230 KHS. We'll have the starting lineups and play-by-play. Hastings High and Lexington, that's coming right up.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School and district basketball here on 1230 KJS Radio. Tonight is the first round game in the Class B District 5 basketball tournament. The Hastings High Tigers and the Lexington Minutemen in this first round game, with the winner to move on to the semifinals this coming Monday night against Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High and Lexington, these two teams, the Tigers seated third in this 16 district. Lexington Minutemen are sixth. The Tigers come in with 8 wins and 12 losses on the season. They ended the season with 3 losses. Their last outing was last Saturday to end the regular season, losing to Lincoln Pius X, 57-46. Of the Tigers, 8 wins, 12 losses on the season, they face a Lexington team that they have played earlier this season, back in the middle of January, as the Tigers beat the Lexington Minutemen 64-17. Yes, 64-17 back at on January the 7th, the Minutemen have struggled. It's been no doubt any other way to say it, but a long season for the Minutemen. They are 1 win and 23 losses on the season. They lost their first to 17, then they won their only game over Broken Bow January 31st. They lost their last 6, including the regular season finale in North Platte on February 17th at a score of 54-39. So it's the Minutemen and the Tigers tonight. Hastings High coming in, averaging 47.5 points a game, giving up 45.8 a game. The top rebound of their opponents by 2. The Tigers shooting 31% from three-point range, 42% from the field, 65% from the free throw line. Jeremy Weisler's Lexington Minutemen averaging only 34.7 points a game. They're giving up 66 a contest. They've not shot the ball well all year, only 25% from the field, 21% from three-point range, only a 47% free-throw shooting team, and they've turned it over 20 times per game. So it has not been a good season for the Minutemen. The Tigers, 8-12, they have been progressing through the season, Coach Rosner believes, and they are ready, as are the Minutemen, for this district first-round game. It's a new season. It really is. Each team 0-0. You win, you move on. You lose tonight, and the season is over. Hastings High and Lexington, D5 District, first-round game. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in 1 minute.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Time for the starting lineup. The starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Starting lineups for the Hastings side, Dodgers, they'll go with the 6'4 senior Patrick Opperman, 6' senior Brady Mankey, 6'2 inch senior Cade Welty, 6'1 junior Tyler Rebarger, and Scepter Duong, the 6' senior. So four seniors and the junior Rebarger for the Tigers. For the Lexington Minutemen, they will go with Jeremy Callahan, a 6'2 inch senior, the only senior on this roster. Ted Berkey, a 6'2 inch sophomore. Trevor Miller, a 6'1 junior. Colin Kenton, a 6'4 freshman, and Cody Kenton, Colin's brother, the 6' junior for Jeremy Wiesler and the Lexington Minutemen. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. The Tigers and the Minutemen, district tournament, the winner moves to the semifinals, the loser, the season will be over. Hastings High not dressing out tonight. Eric Dobbins, he's got some knee problems and not on this roster for this tournament, and at least for tonight. And Graham Schneider also not on the roster tonight. The tip control for the Tigers is the home team, and the scoreboard, Rebarger gets it to Mankey. Duong out there, Opperman, and Welke. The Minutemen will start out on the man, and then driving is Mankey, puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. So Brady Mankey heads for the hoop. He's fouled on the play for the Minutemen. And a foul going to be called there on Colin Kenton, the 6'4 freshman. We can say freshman, but, you know, this is game number 25, so Colin not really a freshman as far as his participation. And Brady Mankey will shoot two for the Tigers. Up and good for the first. Tigers jump out for the 1-0 lead. First game tonight, the Holdridge Dusters defeated Cozad. Holdridge 57, Cozad 33. Second free throw was missed and grabbed out of there by Trevor Miller for the Minutemen. Trevor with the orange shoes, the orange and black of Lexington, the orange and black of the Hastings High tonight. Basketball front court now to Berkey. Deep in the corner is Cody Kenton. Rising blade, puts up the runner, rolls in there and scores. Cody Kenton with the field goal. And the Minutemen have the lead by the score 2-1. By the 1-23 record, the Tigers have to be ready to go tonight. Opperman, 15-footer. Off there, no good. They battle for it in the lane. Grabbed there by Trevor Miller of Lexington. In a minute, absolutely nothing to lose. They're driving all the way, putting up the runners. Callahan, and it's counted and fouled. Jeremy Callahan with the field goal, and he's fouled on the play. And the Minutemen jump out to a 4-1 lead. So this is the district, and this is a new season for these teams. Cade Welty picks up the foul, and Jeremy Callahan, who averages 8 points a game, the leading scorer for the Minutemen. This is the free throw, so a field goal, but no free throw. 4-1 Minutemen early in this D5 district basketball game. Minutemen led the Tigers 9-8 in that first game after one quarter, but Hastings High came back and won 64-17. Pass underneath Opperman, and he lays it in. Patrick Opperman with the field goal, and it's 4-3 in favor of Lexington. Tigers with pressure in the backcourt. And the Minutemen average 20 turnovers a game. Backcourt is Cody Kenton. Double team there. Still with the basketball. It's knocked away by Opperman. A battle for it. Scepter Duong comes out of the window for the Tigers. He will drive, put up the shot. It's good. The turnover there for the Tiger defense. Duong with the steal and the score. And the Tigers lead it down by the score of 5-4. Front court is Callahan. He will drive, put up a runner. Going to be off, no good. Duong with the rebound. Scepter, front court pass to Tyler Rebarger. Now they wait for the rest of his team to get in the front court. They do pass underneath to Opperman. Double team in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. But Patrick fouled in the play. And Opperman will go to the line to shoot two. Foul call there on Cody Kenton. The junior picks up the foul. And the free throw line is going to be Patrick Opperman to shoot two for the Tigers. They lead 5-4. 6:20 to go this first quarter. The winner gets Grand Island Northwest in semifinals Monday night. Free throw up and good by Opperman. Into the ball game, the first substitution for the Minutemen. 6'2" sophomore, Lewis in there for Lexington. Going out, Colin Kenton. Opperman's free throw, second one up. It's going to be good. So Patrick makes two. He has four. And the Tigers have a 7-4 lead. No pressure in the backcourt. And now to the Trevor Miller. Miller for the Minutemen to the timeline. Across that timeline into the scoring zone to our right here at Kearney High School. Basketball there on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Inside to Cody Kenton. Kenton drives the baseline, dips the baseline, misses the shot. Battle part of the baseline. It's off the fingertips of a Minuteman player, off the Lexington Minuteman. It will be the Tiger basketball. Hastings leads 7-4. 6:01 to go, first quarter. Class B5 district first round game. Kearney High School district tournament time. One and done now, unless you've got a fight for the walk-off. There's a pass going to be picked off by Lewis. Lewis for Lexington. Turnover for Hastings there first. Lewis in the front court. Free-throw line pass to Trevor Miller. Miller will travel. Trevor Miller headed for the hoop, but he traveled first, second turnover in the minute band. Lexington jumped out to a 4-1 lead. In that first game in January, the Minutemen led the Tigers 9-8 after one, but the Tigers have outscored the Minutemen 23-2 in the second quarter, led 31-11 at halftime, and the Minutemen were even shut out in the fourth quarter. Again, it's been a long season for the Minutemen, but the Tigers have to go out and play basketball tonight. Pass underneath to Welty, and he scores. Duong with the assist, Welty with the field goal, 9-4 Tigers. Again, the Minutemen give up 66 points a game, score only 34. And the Tigers foul in the backcourt with their pressure defense. Now calling Scepter Duong of Hastings High. His first team second. And into the game for Hastings High. First substitution, Brogan Shea, 6'4 senior. For the Tigers, somebody's got to leave. It's going to be Cade Welty. Again, the Tigers not dressing tonight. Eric Goddard, the 6'7 junior, has had some knee problems recently. And Graham Schneider, the 5'11 junior, also not suited up tonight. Chris Girard, Ryan Kern are on the roster for tonight, and the way it looks for this district tournament. Callahan tipped away and stolen by Duong. Turnover on Lexington. Scepter Duong into the front court for the Tigers. Now pass inside to Brogan Shea. Turn, shoots from five. Full roll down and good. Brogan Shea with the field goal, and the Tigers have their biggest lead of 7. It's now 11-4. They've scored the last 10 in the ball game. 10-point run for the Tigers. They lead it 11-4. There's a pass. Going to be deflected and stolen by Rebarger. Rebarger to Mankey. Pass underneath to Duong is off a Lexington player and out of bounds. Four turnover on the Minutemen. Ty Anderson, Will Reimer in for the Tigers. Brady Mankey, Scepter Duong go out. So it's Reimer, Shea, Rebarger, Opperman, and Ty Anderson. Anderson, a 6'2 senior. That's in ball club for the Tigers. Senior players on the floor, and Anderson has the ball. A fling to Reimer. Man-to-man defense for the Minutemen. Top of the key now to Rebarger. Rebarger's a junior. Anderson on the right wing. Goes to his left. Now into the lane. Dishes off to Opperman for the field goal. Easy there for Opperman. Nice assist. Ty Anderson. 13-4. Tigers with a 12-point run early. There's a pass deflected by Reimer. Tries to save it. And down to Anderson. And he's fouled in the play. So the Tigers force another turnover. 5 on Lexington. And a foul by the Minutemen after that steal by the Tigers. Now calling Cody Kenton, that's his second for the Minutemen. And a timeout, Jeremy Weisler and Lexington. So we'll take one with 4:12 to go in the first quarter. Hastings High 13, Lexington 4. We're back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Ball leading 13-4 coming out of that timeout, and another foul going to be called on the Minutemen. Jeremy Callahan picks up his first, the team's fourth. Tigers will play it on the near sideline. Ty Anderson will throw it in for the Tigers. Does top of the key to Will Reimer. Reimer for Hastings High. The Minutemen now are going to fall back into a zone defense here, trying to go to a 1-2-2 zone against the Tigers. The Tigers will try to adjust offensively to this. So from a man-to-man to a 1-2-2 zone for the Minutemen. That's Connor Sanderson. He will drive to the baseline. This is underneath to Cade Welke, who's back in. Welke to Minky. Top of the key. Reimer for three in the air. Off there, no good. Paddle court underneath. Ty Anderson goes high to get it for the Tigers. And he's fouled in the play. So Anderson with the offensive rebound there for Hastings High. He's fouled in the play. Foul called on Lewis. That'll be his first for the Minutemen. 3:35 to go in the first. That's already five fouls on Lexington, but this will be a two-shot situation for Ty Anderson and the Tigers. Ty, the 6'2" senior, puts it up and off there, no good. Misses the first. Tigers led in scoring this season so far. Tyler Ebarger, 9.6 a game. Patrick Hoffman, 7.9. Anderson averages 4.3 and 2.5 rebounds. Ty's second free throw is good. He makes one out of two, and the Tigers make it 14-4. Pressure in the backcourt. In the backcourt, Trevor Miller with the basketball for the Minutemen. Passes it to the front court now to Jeremy Callahan across that timeline. Callahan, the only senior on this Minuteman team. Jeremy really goes to the baseline. Tries to dish underneath, picked off by the Tigers. The Tigers now lose control of it. Shot put up there is going to be no good by Todd Burke. And Lewis Lewis rebounds and scores. So Lewis Lewis with the field goal. That breaks the Tigers' 13-point run. And it's 14-6 Tigers. The Tigers have a 12-point run. They now lead it 14-6 after the field goal by Lewis. Tigers in the front court. Left wing, Ty Anderson, braced and Ty. Can face this zone. Baseline pass to Welke. Welke cross court to Brady Menke. Menke right to the free throw line. Inside to Brogan Shea. Puts up a shot. No good. And an offensive foul called on Brogan Shea of the Hastings High Tigers. And that'll be a turnover on Hastings. And a foul on Shea, the basketball, to the minute there. Patrick Opperman, Cedric Wong, and Tyler Ebarger back in for the Tigers. Broken Shea goes out. Ty Anderson goes out. Phil Reimer goes out. So it's Ebarger, Menke, Wong, Welke, and Opperman, the five starters on the floor for Hastings High. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. 14-6, Tigers, and they pressure in the backcourt as they've done all first quarter long. And down to Callahan. Callahan, the senior for the Minutemen. Pressure in the backcourt by Ebarger, but Callahan passes it into the front court to Trevor Miller. The junior Miller has it, calls out a play. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Trevor Miller with it. Brody Lauby on the floor for Lexington. Pass underneath and Lewis Lewis is tipped away. Grabbed by Lauby in the corner for the Minutemen. Top of the key pass now to Berkey. Under to Lauby for three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Goes underneath and there to pick up the garbage and scores. Todd Berkey. Ted Berkey. Ball tipped around, landed in Berkey's hands underneath the bucket and he scores 14-8. Tigers by six. Menke right side now to Ebarger. That's his zone defense. To Duong, to Menke. To Scepter, top of the key, to free throw line to Welke. In the corner to Ebarger. Eyes to three, takes it from there. Off there, no good. Long rebound is grabbed there by Lauby of Lexington. So the Minutemen have scored now the last four, and it's 14-8. Minutemen have it in the front court. Ted Berkey with it. Berkey pass underneath, it's tipped away. There's Berkey again, misses the shot. Rebound, Miller, turns, shoots and scores. So Trevor Miller is the Tigers beating on the boards again. Took straight for the Minutemen, and it's 14-10. 1:27 to go in the first quarter, Tigers by four. Matt Karloff going to check in for Hastings High, the 6'2" junior. To Opperman, Opperman in the lane, bounce pass underneath, the Ebarger fake, shoots, and he hits the deck. Two guys faked there by Opperman. They went in the air, and Tyler put up the shot, and he was fouled on the play. Ted Berkey picks up his first. That's the 16th foul, but Tyler Ebarger can shoot two here for Hastings High. Tyler, again, averages 9.5 points a game and 3.5 rebounds for Hastings High. Ebarger will shoot two here. This one's up, and this one's going to be rolling off. No good. And the Matt Karloff comes in for the Tigers, and Cade Welke comes out. 6-point Lex run here. 14-4. They've got the last six with 14-10. Ebarger's second free throw is up. This is short. No good. Rebounded by Lewis Lewis. And the Minutemen right there. They're down by four with 1:12 to go in the first quarter. Tigers up that lead at 14-4. But the Minutemen have the last six in the corner of Callahan. Ted Berkey with the ball for the Minutemen. To Miller off his hands and out of bounds in the eighth turnover in the Minutemen. That's been a problem for them this year. They've had 20 per game on the season, and their eighth this quarter with exactly 1 minute to go in the first quarter. And the Tigers have the basketball leading 14-10. Menke across the timeline for Hastings High School. The Tigers facing this 1-2-2 zone. The Tigers have not been able to score from the outside against it after the Minutemen switch from a man-to-man. Karloff dishes back up to Duong, top of the three for three, and it's good. Except Duong has five, makes the three there, and it's 17-10 Tigers. Quickly front court, Jeremy Callahan for the Minutemen to Trevor Miller. Miller for the black, no uniforms for the Lexington Minutemen. gray trim, orange and gray trim. Tigers in the home white here. They lead by seven. 18 seconds to go. Lauby with it. Brody Lauby for the Minutemen. The free throw line gives up his dribble. Right side pass to Callahan. Jeremy with it. It takes a three in the air. Off there, no good. Long rebound comes to Rebarger. With 5 seconds to go, front court to Topperman. He will shoot. Shot short, no good. He was looking for the foul from behind. Didn't get it there. A pass. Shot at the buzzer. It will be off there, no good. By the Minutemen. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Hastings high, 17. Lexington 10. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School Class B5 District Basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. After one quarter of this first round game, Hastings high 17, Lexington 10. The Tigers fell behind 1-0 and then led it 4-1 and 4-3. Hastings high then went on a 13-point run, got the lead up to 14-4. The Minutemen scored the next six, made it 14-10. The Tigers get a three from Scepter Duong late in the first quarter and lead 17-10 after one. Patrick Opperman has six. Duong has five for the Tigers. Five players with 2 points apiece for the Minutemen. We can tie 4 out of 8 from the free throw line already. The Minutemen 0 of 1. 8 turnovers on Lexington, 2 on Hastings High. And the Minutemen have the basketball. Jeremy Callahan has it. Trevor Miller's on the floor. Lewis. Brody Lauby also on the floor for the Minutemen. And Ted Berkey. Inside Miller shoots it from almost behind the backboard. It's off there, no good. Kicked out of bounds. It's off the Tigers. As Ty Anderson knocked it out of bounds. Anderson's on the floor for the Tigers with Karloff, Opperman, Rebarger, and Will Reimer. Ted Berkey will play it in the sophomore for the Minutemen. Does long now to Callahan, 15-footer by Jeremy, will go in the hole off the front iron and drops down. Callahan has four, the lone senior on this Minutemen team, 17-12 Tigers. Tigers led by as many as 10, but this 1-23 Lexington team is not going to go away in this district tournament. Anderson with it for the Tigers, 17-12. Hastings with the lead to Reimer. Again, it's the zone for the Minutemen, 1-2-2. Anderson will drive, put up the runner from five, rolls off there, no good. Tipped out of bounds, off the Tiger, off Matt Karloff. It'll be the Minutemen basketball. So the Tigers get penetration there, but Anderson missed it. Got the seven-footer, just rolled across the rim and off. And the Tigers knock it out of bounds, trying to rebound it. Berkey inbounds in the backcourt now to Miller. Again, the Tigers will pick up man-to-man pressure in that backcourt. Miller still has it for the Minutemen, the 6'1" junior across that timeline. 1 minute gone in the second quarter, Tigers by five. Tigers trying to win their 9th game of the year and move on to the semifinals. Pass picked off there by Opperman. Opperman with the steal there on the errant pass. Anderson will drive. This is off to Karloff. His shot up and good. Assist Anderson. Field goal Karloff. His first point. And the Tigers lead 19-12. Back court Jeremy Callahan. To the timeline. It crosses it for the Minutemen in the corner to Lauby. Brody with it. Brody Lauby. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Top of the key, Lewis with the ball for the Minutemen. Right at the free throw line, 17-footer. Off the iron, no good. Ty Anderson goes high and grabs it for the Tigers. Anderson to Reimer in the backcourt, and Will dribbles it into the scoring zone to our left here, Kearney High School. To Karloff, top of the key, to Rebarger, right side to Anderson. Penetrates, dishes back out to Reimer, to Rebarger. Inside to Opperman, to Anderson, 15-footer baseline. In and out, no good. Tigers getting good shots, just not falling there. Lewis saves it. And to Berkey in the Minutemen have the ball with a 7-point deficit staring them in the face. And Miller front court for the Minutemen. Drives into the free throw line, puts up a runner. Off the iron, no good. Karloff rebounds for Hastings High. To Reimer. Front court pass to Anderson. Anderson lost control of the ball out of bounds, and the Tigers turn it over. Third turnover on Hastings High is Brady Menking, Rogan Shea, Scepter Duong, Cade Welke. Four new ones in for the Tigers. Opperman out, Karloff out, Anderson out, and Rebarger will go out. The Tigers have Menke and Reimer, Shea, Welkie, and Blanc on the floor. Coming back in, Colin Kenton, the freshman, who picked up the foul in the first quarter. He's back in the game for the minute. Callahan drive, puts up a shot. Going to be short, no good. Kenton rebounds and scores. Colin Kenton with the offensive rebound and score. 19-14, Tigers by five. Reimer in the corner for three. In and out, no good. The rebound to the Minutemen's Kenton. He's fouled in the backcourt by Brogan Shea. So the Tigers quick to throw it up that time. A shot no good. Tigers not shooting the ball particularly well from the field in that zone. They've been able to penetrate some, but not hitting from the outside. And they foul there. Shea picks up the foul. The Tigers fourth. Non-shooting situation. Trevor Miller with the ball for the Minutemen. They're down here by five with 5:20 to go. In court driving now into the lane. Shot put up short this time by Turkey. A battle for it. Welkie grabs it for Hastings High. Welkie to Menke. Menke into the front court for Hastings High. Brady with it to Reimer. Back to Menke. Tigers by five. 5:03 to go. To Welkie to Menke. Corner to Reimer. Deceptor Duong. Inside to Welkie. Lost control of the ball. Tipped away from him. Callahan comes out of it with it on the turnover by the Tigers. Jeremy Callahan, front court for the Minutemen to Miller. Trevor with it. Trevor Miller with the basketball. To Brody Lowdy. Lowdy for the Minutemen. To Colin Kenton, top of the key. Kevin with it now. Takes one dribble, passes to Callahan. Inside pass going to be deflected, but he goes to Trevor Miller of the Minutemen. Miller, top of the key to Callahan, takes the three from there, off the back iron and rim, no good, long rebound grab by Menke. Brady Menke drives, 3-on-2. Drives, puts up the scoop shot, going to be short, no good, the rebound there by Berkey. Tigers had a 3-on-2 that can't convert, still lead by 5 with 4:15 to go. Tigers having a slow corner, only one field goal for Hastings High. Miller stops and pops for Lexington, no good, long rebound Menke to Duong. Tigers want to run, they do the basket, two are left, Duong runner from 5, and it's good stuff for Duong with 7 points. And the Tigers now lead it 21-14 over the Minutemen. That court is Jeremy Callahan. The Minutemen will slow it up here with 3:53 to go before halftime. Tigers by 7. They've led by as many as 10. Callahan with Lexington led this game by the score 4-1. That's been their biggest lead. Ted Berkey with it. Cross-court pass to Trevor Miller. Miller inside now to Callahan. Cross-court to Berkey. Takes the three from there. In the hole. Ted Berkey for three. He has 5, and it's 21-17, Hastings tied by 4. Front court is Duong. Duong to Menke. Deceptor Duong to Shea. Inside to Welkie. Double team there. Gets the basketball back out to Shea. 15-footer by Brogan. Going to be off there, no good. The rebound by Berkey, and he's fouled by Cade Welkie. So the Tigers being out-rebounded in this basketball game. They can almost rest assured of that. And the foul there on Welkie, the 15-foul non-shooting situation. And Edgar Ramirez, the 5'9 junior, will come in for the Minutemen. And also coming in going to be Arlos Alvarez, the 5'8 sophomore. Jeremy Callahan and Trevor Miller get their first leaders. Minutemen right there. They're down by only 4. The longer they stay in, the confidence is going to grow. This is going to be a battle to the wire. Bounding in the backcourt to Colin Kenton. Kenton for the Minutemen. Gets around a defender and a foul going to be called in the Tigers' Patrick Opperman. 16 foul on the Tigers. The both teams have committed 6 non-shooting situations, and the Minutemen will play it in. Cody Kenton throws it in into Arlis Alvarez, the sophomore. Alvarez for the Minutemen is a 5'8" sophomore. Tigers in the Minutemen defense, they lead only 4 with 3:03 to go in the first half of play. And the wings of Berkey. Berkey for the Minutemen, front court to Colin Kenton. Kenton now. The brother Cody Kenton on the right wing. The Minutemen are going to be patient here. They're down by 4. They have the basketball. Colin Kenton's pass going to be too strong for Ted Berkey and out of bounds. 10th turnover on Lexington Tiger basketball. Anderson, Rebarger, Duong, Menke, and Opperman in the game for Hastings High. They have the ball with 2:43 clock runs, second quarter. Tigers 21, Minutemen 17. The winner gets Grand Island Northwest Monday night in the semifinals. Championship game is Tuesday night. It'll be Aurora and Holdridge in the first semifinal on Monday. Opperman double-teamed in the lane. Pass the ball up to Anderson. His shot's going to be good. So they converge on Opperman as he gets the ball at the free throw line. And a pass to Anderson. He drives and scores. Tigers lead 23-17. Backcourt Cody Kenton to the timeline. Crosses it for the Minutemen. Drives all the way left of the lane. Puts up the hop step and the shot going to travel. Traveling on Kenton. Turnover number 11 on the Minutemen. Trevor Miller, Jeremy Callahan, Lewis Lewis. And Brody Lowdy come in for the Minutemen. staying on the floor is Jeff Lurkey. For the Minutemen, with 2:14 to go before half, Hastings High leads by six. We got a pretty good one going here in this B5 district. 1-2-2 zone by the Minutemen. Tigers trying to get that ball to the free throw line and go off of this. That's the open space in the 1-2-2 zone, free throw line. Now a double team, and Tyler Rebucker has to call a timeout to save the possession. Timeout on the floor with 1:55 to go before halftime. Hastings 23, Lexington 17. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Blaine Gillis with you. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings High 23, Lexington 17. This is a Class B5 district basketball tournament. First round game. It's Saturday, Monday, Tuesday tournament, as it usually is for this Class B5 district here at Kearney High this year. Tigers with the ball, Menke to Duong, underneath to Opperman, underneath to Shea. Logan Shea out to Rebarger for three, in and out, no good. The rebound grabbed by Kenton. Ted Berkey plays it in off of Logan Shea. It'll be Lexington basketball. So Berkey with a good play there, pulls the ball in off Logan Shea, and the Minutemen get the ball down by six with 1:35 to go in the first half. Callahan backcourt to Berkey, to Trevor Miller. Free throw line to Lowby. Front court pass now to Callahan. Jeremy Callahan, cross-court pass to Trevor Miller with 1:25 to go before halftime. Tigers by six. Lewis deep in the left corner. Shot in the hole. Lewis for three. The Minutemen cut it to three. 23-20. Hastings High with 1:13 to go in the first half. So Lewis makes the three. He has scored five in the game. Rebarger with it. Top of the key to Duong. The Menke. Pointer to Duong, going to be deflected and out of bounds off of Lewis. It'll be the Tiger basketball, almost a steal there by the Minutemen. Tiger basketball with 58 seconds to go before halftime. The Tiger lead is three. Rebarger in the backcourt. The Menke to Duong. Scepter with it. The Menke with it. Duong for three from the wing. In the hole, Scepter Duong. Now has scored 10 in the game, and the Tigers lead back up to 6, 26-20. LeBron with a couple of threes and a couple of three-point field goals. He has five each quarter. Tigers lead to 6. Front court, Callahan. Callahan to Miller. Start this offense against the Tiger man-to-man defense. 33 seconds to go right side to Lowby. Brody with it to Lewis. Lewis for the Minutemen to Trevor Miller. Left wing to Callahan, about 20 feet from the basket. Jeremy with it. Gets the screen right side to Miller. Those three's right inside pass is going to be picked off there by Shea. Turnover number 12 on the Minutemen. Tigers with 15 seconds to go. Have it in the front court. Rebarger to Duong. To Menke with 10 seconds to go. Stepper deep in the corner to Rebarger. Takes the three from there. Off there, no good, but a foul on the shot by Ted Berkey with 6.6 seconds to go. This is going to be a three-shot situation for Tyler Rebarger. Shooting three should be Tyler Rebarger. He'll go to the line with 6.6 seconds to go. Think about that, fouling a three-point shot with only 6.6 seconds to go. Rebarger will shoot the free throws. This one's good. His first point, 27-20. Tigers by seven. Matt Karloff wants to check in for the Tigers. Rebarger's going to shoot another free throw first. Tyler, one out of three from the line. Eyes the second. This one's up, and this one is good. Still get the third. It was foul shooting the three-point field goal. Harloff in, Brogan Shea out for Hastings High. Rebarger's made the first two. It's 28-20, 6.6 seconds to go. Rebarger with the third free throw is up, and he makes all three, and it's 29-20, 6.6 to go. Callahan, the timeline with three. Jeremy will drive all the way to the hoop. Put up the runner. Shot off there. No good. Rebounded by Karloff. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Hastings High getting three free throws with 6.6 seconds to go. They lead at halftime. Hastings High 29, Lexington 20. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
The changing price at the pumps, the weather, road conditions, and miles. Our vehicles are affected by many driving factors. You need to have a vehicle that's in top running condition, and part of that is to make sure the tires on your vehicle are properly inflated and balanced. Terry at Three Points Tire Service will continue to give you the finest and fastest tire service around. New rubber from Kumho, Mastercraft, Firestone, and more. Stop at Three Points Tire Service, your only locally owned tire shop. 1112 South Elm at the Highway 6 curve in Hastings. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. We're at halftime of this Class B District 5 basketball tournament game. Hastings High Tigers lead the Lexington Minutemen by the score of 29-20. Hastings High Tigers started the scoring in this game, led 1-0, but the Minutemen then had a 4-1 lead. But the Tigers at that point then scored 13 points in a row, led 14-4. In the first quarter play, the Minutemen came back and scored the next six, 14-10 at that point. But late in the first quarter, Sefford Long with a big three-point field goal, and the Tigers led 17-10 after the first quarter. Minutemen played the Tigers pretty well in the second quarter. The Tigers couldn't hit from the field, but the Minutemen had the score down to 17-12, and then 21-17, a 23-20. It was a three-point game in that second quarter, but the Tigers then scored the last of 6 points of the first half to go up 29-20, including three free throws from Tyler Rebarger as he was fouled, shooting a three-point shot with 6.6 seconds to go. Tyler made all three. The Minutemen can't convert on the other end, and the clock ran out. So the Rebarger three free throws and a three-point field goal late in that first half by Scepter Long. The Tigers on a six-point run to end the first half, that's up that lead from 3-9 here at halftime. The Tigers 29 and Lexington 20. And again, the Tigers at 8-12 on the year, but the Minutemen 1-23. So this is, you know, the Minutemen with absolutely nothing to lose. Or they have struggled all season. They would like nothing better than to start this district play with the upset of Hastings High and go in and take their chances, Grand Island Northwest, on Monday night in the semifinals. So the Tigers have to battle that. And the Tigers have led most of this basketball game, but this is very much a basketball game, and the Minutemen certainly don't live like a team that's only won one ball game this season, but that is the case. But the Tigers lead here by 9 at halftime by the score of 29-20. So the Tigers with strong finishes at the end of the first half. They have a three-point field goal aiding them at the end of the first half, and then a three-point field goal and a three free throws at the end of the second quarter. So the Tigers finish each quarter strong and lead by 9 here at halftime, 29-20. Their biggest lead has been 10. Minutemen by 11, led by as many as 3. And the Tigers lead here at halftime, 29-20. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you the rundown of the scoring and some other basketball scores for you after this 2-minute timeout.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printer's dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Tony High School here at halftime at Hastings High, 29, Lexington 20 in this boys' high school district basketball game here on 1230 KHAS Radio. For Hastings High School, Scepter Duong leads the way with 10 points. Scepter with 5 points in each quarter, a 3-point field goal in each quarter, a 2-point field goal in each quarter, and big threes by Scepter in that first half. He has 10 to lead the way. Patrick Opperman scored all 6 of his points in the first quarter. Hastings High has 3 points from Ty Anderson, 3 from Tyler Rebarker, 2 from Brogan Shea, 2 from Matt Karloff, 2 from Cade Welke, and 1 from Brady Menke. The Tigers 7 out of 11 from the free throw line, unofficially 4 turnovers in that first half. The Tigers with 17 first quarter points, 12 in the second, 29 here at halftime. For the Lexington Minutemen, they're led by Ted Berkey, the sophomore, has 5 points. 5 points also for six-man Lewis Lewis, 4 points for Jeremy Callahan, the lone senior, and 2 apiece for Colin Kenton, Trevor Miller, and Cody Kenton for the Minutemen. They are 0 of 1 from the free throw line, unofficially 12 turnovers in the first half. 10 points in each quarter for the Minutemen. Hastings High leads it here at halftime, 29-20. Other scores for you and out from Hastings College this afternoon, huh? The Hastings College women in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament over Concordia lose to Concordia. Lady Bulldogs 86, Hastings College women 48. The Tigers scrubbed by Concordia, but they'll hopefully still be in the national NAI tournament. It begins in about 10 days or so. Concordia moves on to the championship game on Tuesday, but Concordia women 86, Hastings College 48. The pairings have been announced for the girls' state high school basketball tournament, and in Class C1, Minden will play at 10:45 next Thursday, Sandy Creek, and next Thursday at 3:45 at the Pershing Center, the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats will be playing next Thursday at Lincoln Southeast at 2 o'clock. And the Giltner Lady Hornets will be playing next Thursday at Lincoln Southwest. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. We'll follow our area teams at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln next Thursday through Saturday. And, of course, district championship games for the boys in C1 and C2. C1 and D2 coming up on Monday and Tuesday. And you can follow your area teams on the Breeze, CLIQF at 94.5, and on KKPR. Classic Hits 98.9 and on 1230 KHS and on the ESPN Superstation 1550 and 1460. So it's Hastings High 29, Lexington 20 here at halftime. The third quarter about to begin here, so we'll keep it here for the rest of this halftime, which is about over, and we'll start the third quarter of play with the Tigers leading by 10, 29-20. And the Minutemen will come out against the Tigers. They will give the Minutemen stay in that zone defense. Pretty effective for most of that second quarter. Hastings High faced a man-to-man and scored pretty easily in the first quarter. Then the Minutemen changed up to his own defense and it forced the Tigers to shoot from the outside at times. Didn't hit that well from the outside in that second quarter, but the Tigers do still have the lead here by 9 at halftime after it was down to 3 by the Minutemen to start. In that second quarter, the Minutemen got it down to 3. The Tigers scored the last 6 and lead 29-20 here at the beginning of the third quarter. Hastings High is going to send out. They'll send out Brady Mankins, Hester Duong, Patrick Opperman, Cade Welke, and Tyler Rebarger. Minutemen will send out Ted Berkey, Cody Kenton, Colin Kenton, Trevor Miller, and Jeremy Callahan to start this third quarter. With them at the start of the game, we'll start the third quarter. Tiger basketball to begin the third quarter. They shoot the basket to our right here at Kearney High School. Third quarter underway. Hastings 29, Lexington 20. Duong with the basketball. The Minutemen will start in the zone defense, trying to get some traps. To Opperman on the baseline to Duong, right side to Rebarger for 3. In the hole, Tyler Rebarger for 3. He has 6. And the Tigers leaded by the score now 32-20. So that's 6 now for Rebarger. The Tigers with the biggest lead of the 9 at 32-20. That's a 9-point run now for the Tigers. Chalk it up there. Going to be rolling around and off. No good by Ted Perkey. And the Tigers with the rebound. Duong, front court, shot up. Going to be rolling off. No good. Callahan with the rebound for the Minutemen. 32-20. Hastings by 12. Front court. Minutemen basketball. Callahan right side to Trevor Miller. Miller behind the arc. Gives up his dribbles. Baseline now to Perkey. Back out to Miller. To Cody Kenton, left wing to Jeremy Callahan, pass underneath to Trevor Miller. He shot up no good. The pass there from Callahan to Miller. Foul going to be called on the Tigers' Cade Welke, his third. To the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Trevor Miller for the Minutemen. 32-20, Tigers by a dozen. They're on a 9-point run, ending the second, beginning the third, and Miller makes the free throw. That ends that run at 9, and it's 32-21. Tigers by 11. Brogan Shea quickly checks in for the Tigers, the 6'4 senior for Cade Welke. He has 3 fouls. Okay, we'll have to sit down. Still have over 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Trevor Miller will eye the second free throw. This is up, and it is good. So it's now, the scoreboard says 31-23. 6:56 to go. The Tigers should have a 30. Must have been a 2. That last field goal by Rebarger ruled a 2. Tigers throw it away in the front court. So the lead is 31-22. So a field goal by Rebarger to start this quarter ruled now a 2. And it's 31-22. And the Tigers just turned it over. And Cody Kenton fouled on the baseline. Tigers commit the foul. Foul called on Brady Mankin up his first. Team second. 31-22. Tigers by 9. Lexington basketball. Baseline, it's Berkey. Berkey right at the free throw line. 12-footer up and good. Ted Berkey with a 12-footer. He has 7. And the Minutemen scored the last 4. They've cut it to 7, 31-24. Baseline shot going to be no good by Brogan Shea. A battle on the baseline. Grab there by Jeremy Callahan. For the Minutemen down by 7. Have the ball with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Trevor Miller front court for Lexington. Miller looks to his left, now looks to his right. Still with the ball pass inside now. Cody Kenton puts up the shot off the glass and rim. Another Colin Kenton rebound shot. He gets another rebound kicked away from him. Duong grabs it for Hastings High. To Scepter Duong in the front court to Tata Rebarger. Rebarger spins and passes back out to Scepter Duong. The Mankey and the Tigers will slow it up here. Work against this zone of Lexington. The Mankey. To Scepter Duong. The Mankey. After Duong, they look against this zone inside to Opperman, and he fouled on the play. Inside pass there to Opperman from Shea, and a foul called him a minute then. Cody Kenton picks up his third. Ty Anderson checks in for the Tigers after Duong goes out for Hastings High. Brody Lauby, the sophomore, will come in for Lexington. And Cody Kenton will go out, and Cody goes out with 3 fouls. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, Hastings by 7, 31-24. The biggest lead was earlier in this quarter, 31-20. Tigers inbound the ball. Mankey, 12-footer from the baseline, is going to be an air ball, no good. And a foul going to be called after the shot on the Minutemen. Colin Kennedy came out to try to guard Brady Mankey, fouling after the shot. It was an air ball, a foul ball called after the shot, and the Tigers play it in. Mankey with it inside to Opperman, tipped away, turnover Tigers. Berkey comes out of there with it, sixth turnover on Hastings High. This is Jeremy Callahan, top of the key to Miller. 7-point Tiger lead, left wing to Lauby. Jody Lauby for the Tiger, for the middleman, excuse me, the Berkey. Get Berkey inside to Kenton. Ball goes to the floor, back out to Berkey, right side to Miller. Trevor Miller drives, puts up a runner, in and out of there, no good, too hard that time. Shea with the rebound for the Tigers to Mankey. Front court to Rebarger. Heiner with it. This Brogan Shea in the lane, shot is going to be in and out, no good, tipped around and grabbed by Lauby. So the Tigers miss another one inside the lane there, and the front court pass going to be deflected and stolen by Mankey. Brady Mankey with the steal for the Tigers to Rebarger. To Mankey. Brady with it for the Tigers. Top of the key to Rebarger. To Mankey. Brady with it. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Rebarger will take the shot for three. In and out, no good. Ty Anderson, offensive rebound. Shot going to be deflected and grabbed there by Colin Kenton. So the Tigers get an offensive rebound, but the shot blocked there. And the Minutemen have the ball with 4:15 to go, still down by 7. Brady Lauby for the Minutemen to Callahan. Callahan passes cross court to Miller. Trevor with it. Top of the key to Callahan. He'll take a 17-footer off the glass and backboard. No good grab there by Rebarger and a whistle. Foul going to be called on Patrick Opperman. He pushed. He tried to get that rebound. A late call, but a foul call on Patrick Opperman. That's his second. The Tigers bring in Will Reimer and Cade Welke. Going out, it's going to be Brady Mankey and Brogan Shea. Up his long back in for Hastings High. 3:56 to go in the third. Tigers by 7. Anderson out. Long in for the Tigers. 7-point lead for Hastings High. Grounding the ball to Minutemen. 3 team fouls in the Tigers. 2 in the Minutemen. So the Minutemen play it in. And Brody Lauby has the ball. Going to be deflected and stolen by Reimer. The steal by Will Reimer. He will drive, shoot, and score. So the steal and score there by Will Reimer. And a timeout quickly called by Hastings High after that score. So we'll take one. 3:46 to go, third quarter. Hastings 33, Lexington 24. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School, Blaine Gulis with you in Class B5 District first round game here this evening. Hastings High 33, Lexington 24, 3:46 to go in the third quarter. The Tigers looking for the 9th win of the year. The Minutemen trying to get only their 2nd win of the year to move on to the semifinals. The winner here will get Grand Island Northwest at 7:45 this coming Monday night. If it's the Tigers, we'll be right back here on 1230 KHAS Radio for Tiger basketball on Monday night. Minutemen in the front court with the basketball. Callahan now in the middle. The Tigers going into a bit of a zone here. And they're trying to see defensive clamps on the Minutemen. Miller's pass is going to be too high and out of bounds. And the Minutemen turn it over for the 15th time. Hastings High going into a zone. They force a turnover there. Lewis comes in for Colin Kenton for the Minutemen. Tiger basketball with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Hastings High leads by 9. He's led by as many as 11. That was earlier this quarter. Front court, Will Reimer for the Tigers. Reimer just coming off a nice steal and way up and score. Get the Tigers back up by 9. Reimer, front court to Duong. Left corner to Welke. Cross court, top of the key. Reimer for 3. Long, no good. Rebound, Lauby. Lauby, student Trevor Miller. Miller, front court pass to Jeremy Callahan. Callahan now to Berkey. Back to Callahan. Deep on the right wing. To Ted Berkey, the sophomore for the minute there. 2:48 to go in the third. To Callahan. Cross court pass too high again over Berkey. So the Minutemen have thrown 2 away in the last 2 possessions. Pass is really too high for the intended receivers. 16 turnovers in the Minutemen with 2:43 to go. It's hard to catch up when you're 9 down and you can't get a shot off. The 2 costly turnovers there. The Tigers have the ball in the front court. It's Reimer. The Minutemen now to play a matchup zone, kind of staying in that 1-2-2 zone. Through the line off him and underneath the rebounder, underneath all alone. The shot is up, but a travel first on Cade Wilkie. So the Tigers turn it over. First seven turnover. Into the game, Cody Kenton out of the game. Brody Lowby for the Minutemen in the game. Arlis Alvarez, 5'8 sophomore for the Minutemen, played a little bit. First quarter, Jeremy Callahan will get a break. Callahan's first breather of this second half. The lone senior on this Lexington team. Minutemen front court, Trevor Miller with the ball. Left wing now to Berkey. Back to Miller. To Berkey, left wing, takes the three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Duong with a rebound for Hastings High. Tigers clear there to Reimer. Will front court. Corner to Rebogger. Double team. Back out to Reimer. Will with the basketball in the corner to Rebogger. Inside to Wilkie, and he is held in the play by Cody Kennan. That's going to be four. Cody gets back in the game. After sitting with three fouls, picks up his fourth right there, and he'll have to check right back out. And Brody Lowby will have a shot leader. He's back in, and that's four fouls on Cody Kennan. 13 foul. Tigers will trigger it in underneath their own basket. Rebogger. Goes to Duong. Scepter with it. Up to Duong. Tigers by nine. 1:53 to go. Third quarter. Tigers trying to stay alive and move into the semifinals Monday night. Hunter's Welkie to Duong. Left alone for three. Off there, no good. Battle for it underneath. Chipped around and out of bounds. Off of a Lexington Minutemen. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Brady Menke, Ty Anderson back in for the Tigers. Will Reimer out. Tyler Rebarger out. And the Tigers not there. Having Eric Govert, he's got some knee problems suited up. Our Graham Schneider. That's a little banged up. So, and those two not suited up for this tournament. Long out of Menke. So Welke. Lexington zone inside. To Opperman, forcing the lane, tipped away from them and out of bounds, but it's off the Minutemen. The Minutemen, when the ball goes inside to Opperman, they're converging two or three at a time. Patrick trying to find the open man, headed for the hoop that time, and it was tipped away from him and out of bounds, making him down to Anderson. Tie with it with 1:20 to go in the third. Tigers by nine, led by as many as 11 in this quarter. Duong with it, Scepter to Anderson. On the pass to Welke. Back out to Duong, to Anderson. The Tigers try to step two at the top of the key. Work against this 1-2-2 zone. To Menke, tipped away from him. Tipped around, grabbed by Anderson for the Tigers. To Duong with 55 seconds to go. He's not trying to be patient against this Lexington zone. Menke to Duong, cornered to Welke, inside to Opperman. Knocked the Lexington player down on an offensive foul call, and Patrick Opperman at his third. So Opperman headed for the hoop that time, and it's the offensive foul and the turnover in the Tigers. That's their eighth and the third foul. And Patrick Opperman. So back to the Minutemen with 47 seconds to go, and the Tigers lead by nine. Trevor Miller will bring it across the timeline for the Minutemen. Trevor with the orange shoe. Lefty the Minutemen, the orange and black. Hastings High, the orange and black. Outside of Lewis. Lewis is tipped out of bounds by Opperman. It'll stay with the Minutemen. They'll play it in underneath their own basket with 36 seconds to go. Brogan Shea in for Hastings High. Patrick Opperman with three fouls will go out. Patrick hasn't scored since the first quarter. He got six in, picked up three fouls, and hasn't scored since. Lewis, 15-footer short, no good. Long rebound to Brogan Shea. Shea to Menke. Menke, left-handed pass in the front court to Welke. Lost control of the ball. It goes to the deck. Lewis comes out of there with it, and a timeout call. Lewis got possession of the ball for Lexington, and a timeout. Jeremy Reeser from the bench. The Minutemen will have a basketball win and return after this timeout. 26 seconds to go in the third. Hastings 33, Lexington 24. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Minutemen played in on the far sideline. Ted Berkey throws it into Trevor Miller. Final 20 seconds of this third quarter. Tigers lead by nine. Miller with the basketball. The Minutemen want to try to get a bucket here. cut this lead down, have some momentum going into the fourth. They lose control of the ball, and Menke comes out of there with a turnover on the Minutemen. They're 17. Menke in the backcourt with 10 seconds to go. We'll dribble it across the timeline for Hastings High. Front court with five to Scepter Duong. Duong will take a three in the air. In the hole, Scepter Duong with another three, and the Tigers lead it after three quarters. Duong with a big three to end the third quarter, and after three, Hastings 36, Lexington 24. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Changing price at the pumps, the weather, road conditions, and miles. Our vehicles are affected by many driving factors. You need to have a vehicle that's in top running condition, and part of that is to make sure the tires on your vehicle are properly inflated and balanced. Terry at Three Points Tire Service will continue to give you the finest and fastest tire service around. New rubber from Kumho, Mastercraft, Firestone, and more. Stop at Three Points Tire Service, your only locally owned tire shop. 1112 South Elm at the Highway 6 curve in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, for the third consecutive quarter, the Hastings High Tigers get big points and finish the quarter strong. A three-pointer there by Scepter Duong. The Tigers have only 7 points in the quarter, but a three there by Duong to end that third quarter. The Tigers have their biggest lead at 36-24. Duong now has 13 to lead the way. The Minutemen scored only 4 points in the third quarter as the Tigers they now went into a bit of a zone for part of that quarter. And the Tigers forcing some turnovers in that third quarter. The Minutemen now have committed 17. They had five that quarter. Hastings High with a 12-point lead as the fourth quarter. About ready to begin here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Reimer, Duong, Rebarger, Welke, and Brogan Shea for the Tigers. Trevor Miller with the ball for the Minutemen. To Jeremy Callahan. Callahan to Lewis Lewis. Ted Berkey also on the floor for the Minutemen, and Cody Kenton. Now, Kenton has four fouls. Hot step in the lane and a travel on Cody Kenton. So Cody's back out on the floor. The six-foot junior, he has four fouls, and he traveled there in the 18th turnover on the Minutemen. They average about 20 a game. Eight on the Tigers. They had four in the third quarter. So it was a 7-4 quarter for the Tigers. They've upped their lead to 12, and they have it for the first time in this fourth quarter. Along with it, again, it's his own defense by the Minutemen. The Tigers trying to set up a 2-1-2 against this 1-2-2 zone. Rebarger with it, top of the key to Duong, takes the three from there. In and out, no good rebound offensively. Will Reimer. Reimer, baseline pass to Shea. Broken Shea puts up a shot, but he traveled first. Traveling on Shea. Turnover Tigers, basketball Minutemen. First game tonight, Holders 57, Cozad 33. Holdridge and Aurora, 6 o'clock Monday night in the semifinals. The winner here in Grand Island Northwest at 7:45 Monday night. Championship Tuesday night and a trip to the state tournament on the line in the championship game. Driving and scoring on the play is Cody Kenton, but an offensive foul called on Kenton. He fouled out of the ball game. The basket will not count, and Cody Kenton is fouled out on the charge. With 7:12 to go, the fifth foul on the junior, Cody Kenton, an offensive foul. That basket will not count. Plus, it's the fifth foul. That's just all around bad news there for the Minutemen. A basket that goes down will not count. An offensive foul. The fifth foul on Kenton and a turnover. 10 turnovers. Kenton will foul out of the game, and Brody Lowby, the 5'11 sophomore, checks in for the Minutemen. So the junior Kenton fouls out with 2 points and 7:12 to go in the game. The Tigers have the ball, leading by 12 with about 1 minute gone in this fourth quarter. And courted Rebarger to Reimer. Reimer top of the key now to Scepter Duong. To Rebarger. In the corner to Reimer. Back out to Duong. To Rebarger. Tigers have some three-point shooters on the floor working against this Lexington zone. To Duong. Corner to Welke. Inside to Shea. To Reimer. Shot put up and good. Will Reimer gets the pass from Brogan Shea and scores. Tigers' largest lead at 14, 38-24. Hastings has scored the last 7 points. End of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth. Tigers by 14 with 6:28 to go. Front court, kept on the top of the key. Right of the free throw line, drive, puts up the shot. Rolls off there, no good. Grabbed by Lewis. Lewis for the Minutemen. Lewis passed back out to Miller. Tries to save it, he can't do it. It's on the sideline, and the Minutemen turn it over for the 19th out. Basketball to the Tigers. 6:17 to play. Hastings High now with a bit of a comfortable lead at 14, but the Minutemen trying to keep their season alive. Been in this one all the way, despite the only one win of the year, but this is a New game, new season here. District tournament time. The Tigers ball in the front court. Reimer with it, right side to Rebarger. 12-footer baseline, short. No good, rebounded by Lewis of the Minutemen to Callahan. Minutemen run to our left here. Jeremy Callahan goes to the floor, lost control of the ball. Back out to Lewis. Lewis, he grabs it for the Minutemen into the front court now. To Trevor Miller. Minutemen now with 5:42 to go. Going to have the basketball. Miller left side to Lauby. Brady with it. Brody Lauby. Right side to Perky to the baseline. Tigers now in a man-to-man as a pass deflected by Cade Welke. Welke will run it down. Turnover Minutemen. Shot up and good by Welke, and he's fouled in the play. Cade Welke with the steal and score. Fouled in the play. Kind of an off-balance shot there by Welke, but it goes down off the glass. We'll go to the line and shoot the free throw to try to complete the three-point play. Matt Carloff, Brady Mankey, and Ty Anderson in. Reimer, Duong, and Shea go out. So Cade Welke to the free throw line. He was fouled there. Jeremy Callahan, his second. So Cade Welke trying to complete this three-point play. The Tigers now up by 16 at 40-24. Minutemen had it to 31-24. The three-point play is completed by Mr. Welke, and he makes the free throw. He now has five, and the Tigers now on a 10-point run. They lead now by 17 with 5:23 clock run, fourth quarter. And Hastings ties up the lead now to 17. Free throw line, Berkey to Miller. Trevor with it in the lane. Runner from seven is going to be good. Trevor Miller gets the drive and score. He has six. And the Tigers lead 41-26, ending that 10-point Tiger run. It's kind of a game of runs for both teams. Tigers up by 15 with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Menke for Hastings High School. Well, the Minutemen stay in that zone. They've committed five team fouls. They still have one more to give them. They may have to get out of that zone pretty quick. Karloff pass back out to Rebarger. The Tigers will be quite content to run the clock here, I'm sure. Rebarger to Anderson, drive, puts up a shot, good. It counts, and he's fouled. Ty Anderson attacks the basket and scores, and he's fouled on the play. Tigers back up by 17. Foul call on Trevor Miller. That's his first, but this will be another shooting situation from the line for the Tigers. Ty Anderson has scored five. He'll try to complete this three-point play. Tigers just got one from Cade Welke. Anderson makes it. He has six, completes the three-point play, and the Tigers go up by 18, 44-26. So a couple of three-point plays back-to-back. Hastings High pulled away a little bit. They're up by 18 with 4.5 minutes to play. Miller now to Arles Alvarez, who's in. Alvarez, a runner from five. Shot short, no good. Ty Anderson with the big rebound there. Anderson to Menke. Brady front court for Hastings High School. The Tigers have gained some control of this game. They're now up by 18 with 4:10 to play. Rebarger for the Tigers. They'll slow it up. Rebarger dribbles about near the timeline. Hastings High's going to try to force the Minutemen out of this zone. Anderson to the baseline. Drive, puts up the shot. Good again. Ty Anderson with five consecutive points. He has eight. And the Tigers have upped their lead to 20. It's 46-26. Miller front court to Alvarez. Wide of the mark. Off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover Minutemen. Jeremy Callahan, the senior, will check back in one more time. It looks like he's got about 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in his college career. And timeout on the floor. So we'll take one with 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Hastings High, 46, Lexington, 26. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Well, in the last 7.5 minutes of this ball game in this third and fourth quarter, Hastings High outscored the Minutemen 15-2 and have upped their 7-point lead up to 20 now. The Tigers now appear to be in control with 3:45 to go. It's 46-26. And the Tigers will have the basketball. Patrick Opperman has checked back in. Brady Menke, Tyler Rebarger, Matt Carloff, and Ty Anderson on the floor for the Tigers. Jeremy Callahan, that senior, the only senior on this roster, Carlos Alvarez, Trevor Miller, Lewis Lewis, and Ted Berkey for the Minutemen. So Hastings tied with a 20-point lead in the ball. The Minutemen now will be in a man-to-man. They got to get out of that zone. The Tigers will pass the ball, leaving them now at the man-to-man. The Tigers are going to have to work against this man-to-man defense. The Minutemen will play the tight defense, trying to force some turnovers here. Rebarker to Anderson. Tigers will run a little clock. Anderson to the baseline. Puts up another. Blocked by Lewis. Out of bounds. Tigers will play it in. With 3:20 to go. Ty Anderson scored the last 5 points for the Tigers. He headed for the hoop there, but Lewis blocked it out of bounds, and the Tigers will inbound. Minkie does on the baseline to Karloff. Puts up a shot. Blocked again by Lewis. And Berkey comes out of there with it. So two blocks in a row by Lewis for Lexington, the sophomore. Front court, it's Callahan. Jeremy will drive for the hoop. Puts up a shot short. No good. Rebound by Rebarger in the backcourt. Tyler Rebarger now to Grady Minkie. Minkie in the front court for the Tigers. Underneath to Karloff. Matt knocked away from him. The fight for it. It goes to the floor. Anderson tries to grab it. Still on the floor. About five guys on the floor. The Tigers turn it over. Coming out of there with it is Callahan. Callahan, front court, takes the three from the wing. Off there, no good. Lewis rebounds for Lexington. 2:42 to go. Lewis. Lewis, 15-footer is good. Lewis with the field goal. He has seven. And it's 46-28. Tigers by 18 with 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rebounds are front court for Hastings High. Jack Anderson, deep on the left wing. That's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to save it to Callahan. He just can't on the far sideline. Early basketball to the Tigers with 2:21 to go in period number four. Hastings by 18. And it looks like the Tigers are going to get victory number 9 and move into the semifinals on Monday night against Granada Northwest. Aurora and Holdridge already have their date set for the first semifinal. Anderson to Opperman, Tiger basketball. The Tigers will be very content to pass the ball underneath. A rebounder to Karloff. Karloff all alone for the score. 48-28. The rebounder finds Karloff, and the Tigers get their layup, and they lead by 20. Miller left wing to Alvarez. 17-footer is going to be an air ball. No good. Lewis rebounds for the Minutemen. Turns, shoots, and scores. Lewis with his 9 points. 48-30. Couple field goals, couple blocks this quarter for Lewis. 48-30. Tigers by 18 with 1:37 to go in the ball game. The Hastings High Tigers are going to win their way to the semifinals on Monday night at 7:45 against Granada Northwest. Karloff is fouled on the baseline by Ted Berkey. Berkey fouls for the Minutemen, and the Tigers will go to the free throw line in the first and of. Matt Karloff, 1-1 for Karloff. Rogan Shea, Will Reimer in for Hastings High. Justin Gutierrez, the 5'5 junior in for the Minutemen. The Minutemen also sent in Brody Lauby, and the Minutemen have set up the white flag. The senior Jeremy Callahan will come out of the game with 4 fouls. Trevor Miller, the point guard, comes out with 6. Cody Kenton has already fouled out with 2. And the Tigers trying to rebound her out of the game. And in the game for Hastings High, Sam Johnson, a 6'2 junior. So Sam Johnson in for the Tigers. Karloff, free throw. No good. Does not earn the bonus. And the rebound to Lewis. With 1:24 to go, Tigers by 18. Front court, Justin Gutierrez, the junior for the Minutemen, to Perkins. Takes the three from the wing. Off the backboard, no good. And the rebound to Sam Johnson for Hastings High to Will Reimer. Front court, it's Ty Anderson. The Tigers now underneath, now to Karloff. Matt with it. Top of the key to Shea and a whistle. Foul going to be called in the Minutemen with 1:07 to go. 18-point Tiger lead. Ted Berkey picks up the foul. That's his fourth. Coming into the game is going to be Anthony Julian for Hastings High. The 5'8 junior Ty Anderson will check out. But Ty Anderson has a good ball game. He has 5 this quarter, 8 in the game. And going out of the game is going to be Ted Berkey for the Minutemen. So he has checked out. Edgar Ramirez, the 5'9 junior in for Berkey, will check out. And he is done for the game and probably the season. And the free throw missed by Menke, but their offensive rebound for the Tigers. Well, Hastings High will have the basketball. The final minute of the game, 48-30. Reimer with it to Sam Johnson, to Anthony Julian. Hastings High, Julian's a junior, to Karloff, to Brogan Shea. 45 seconds to go to Reimer. Reimer to Sam Johnson. Tigers just trying to kill this clock and win the ball game, and they are going to win the game. They're up by 18. The final 38 seconds of the game, Shea with it. Brogan with the basketball. Now to Sam Johnson, and the Minutemen do not foul. And the Tigers want a timeout so they can get some more players in the game. We'll take one with 33 seconds to play Hastings 48, Lexington 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School, Blaine Gillis with you. We're going to play the final 33.3 seconds of this D5 District first-round game, and Hastings High leads Lexington 48-30, and the Tigers will win their way to the semifinals. Hastings High has sent in Chris Girard. Now, Girard's on the roster for this district tournament, and Chris Girard's into the basketball game for the Tigers, and also in the game is going to be Ryan Kerr. Kern is a 6-foot sophomore. Chris Girard is a 6'2 junior. The Tigers getting a chance to play everybody in this game. They have the ball. Julian Lippitt now to Ryan Kern. Kern now throws the ball. The Tigers with the basketball. The basketball is Ryan Kern. Kern for the Tigers. Final 10 seconds of the game. The Minutemen are not going to foul. Tigers have the basketball. Driving, putting up the shot, and scoring on the play. Here's Chris Girard. So Chris Girard gets the field goal, and the shot at the buzzer, and that's it. The Tigers win it by the score of 50-30. Chris Girard with that last field goal for the Tigers, and Hastings High pulls away in this fourth quarter as they win the game by the score of 50-30. The Tigers move into the semifinals against Granada Northwest on Monday night, right back here at Kearney High School. The ball game tonight, though, the Minutemen in there all the way. The Tigers pull away in the fourth quarter, and Hastings High wins it by the score of 50-30. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Ross Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Ross Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Ross Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Tigers win this Class B5 District first round game over the Lexington Minutemen by the score of 50-30, but a pretty good ball game all the way through. The Tigers go on a run at the 3:46 mark of the third quarter to the 3:45 mark of the fourth quarter, outscore the Minutemen 15-2, and in the final quarter and a half of this game, Hastings High outscores Lexington 19-6. They led 31-24 in the middle of that third quarter. The Tigers scored 19 to Lexington 6 the rest of the way, and the Tigers won it by 20, pulling away in the fourth quarter, getting 5 points from Ty Anderson and a big three-point play off a steal by Cade Welke in that fourth quarter. Tigers pulled away and won it by the score of 50-30, but a challenging basketball game for the Tigers. This was no walk in the park tonight for Hastings High. The Minutemen, despite the only one win this season, very, very competitive tonight. But Hastings High, with a good fourth quarter, outscored the Minutemen 14-6 in the fourth quarter, 7-4 in the third, 21-10 in the second half, and the Tigers win it by the score of 50-30. Largest lead of the night for Lexington was 4-1. They led 4-1 early. The Tigers cut it to 4-3 at Hastings High School. In fact, on a 13-point run in that first quarter, trailed 4-1, scored 13 in a row, led 14-4, then 17-10 after the first quarter. The Minutemen got it down to 3, as close as they would get the rest of the way. 23-20 in the second quarter, but the Tigers finished all three quarters, first three quarters, very strong. They scored the last 6 of the second quarter. After Duong three-pointer and 3 free throws from Tyler Rebarger after he missed a 3-point field goal attempt but was fouled, made all 3 free throws with 6.6 seconds to go. Tigers scored the last 6 of the second quarter, led 29-20 at halftime. Hastings High's lead goes up to 31-20 in the third. The Minutemen make it 31-24, and that's when the Tigers have started their 15-2 run to go up by 20 and eventually won the game by 20. Will Reimer, a steal and a score, made it 33-24. The Tigers were on their way, led 36-24 after 3. It was 41-24 in the fourth quarter. The Minutemen could get no closer than 15 at 41-26. And Hastings High wins it by the score of 50-30, outscoring the Minutemen 19-6 after leading 31-24. So Hastings High wins it by the score of 50-30, led by Scepter Duong, 13. Some big threes in the game, 3 threes in the game for Scepter. 1 in each of the first 3 quarters. He had 13. They were big threes that kind of stemmed a little tide of momentum and gave the Tigers momentum heading into second quarter and coming out of halftime. So 13 for Scepter Duong, 6 for Patrick Opperman, 8 for Ty Anderson, including 5 in the fourth quarter, 5 for Cade Welke, 5 for Tyler Rebarger, 4 for Will Reimer, 4 for Matt Karloff, 2 for Brogan Shea, 1 free throw for Brady Menke, and 2 for Chris Girard off the bench tonight for the Tigers. So 13 for Scepter Duong, the only score in double figures for Hastings High, 8 for Ty Anderson. I had the Tigers unofficially with only 11 turnovers. They have 29 first-half points, 21 in the second, and score 50 in the ball game. Hastings High in the contest, 9 of 14 from the free throw line. Lexington gets 9 points from Lewis Lewis, 7 from Ted Berkey, 6 for Trevor Miller, 4 for the only senior on this club, Jeremy Callahan, and 2 points apiece from Colin Kenton and brother Cody Kenton for the Minutemen in this ball game. So 9 for Lewis Lewis to lead the way. Unofficially for the Minutemen, 20 turnovers. The Minutemen, 2 out of 3. They shot only 3 free throws in the contest. And Hastings High wins it by the score of 50-30. So Hastings High wins its 9th game of the year. They are now 9-12 on the season, and they will be in the semifinals of this B5 district tournament this coming Monday night, February 27th, against Granada Northwest. The Tigers are the 3rd seed. Northwest is the 2nd seed. Northwest a bye into the semifinals as the number 2 seed. Hastings High and Northwest is coming Monday at 7:45 here at Kearney High School. We'll have it for you on 12:30 KHF, beginning with the pregame show at 12:30. In the first semifinal on Monday, it'll be Aurora and Holdridge. Aurora, the number 1 seed, a bye into the semifinals. And earlier tonight, Holdridge beat Cozad 57-33 to end Cozad's season. Holdridge and Aurora at 6. Hastings High and Northwest at 7:45 Monday. In the semifinals, the 2 winners Monday come back Tuesday for the B5 District Championship and the automatic trip to the boys' state basketball tournament. An Hastings High and Northwest game right here on 12:30 Monday night at 7:30. So that will do it here for the play-by-play portion of things, but stick around. We got the player of the game. We'll name our Hastings High player of the game tonight. That's coming up, and then the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, the Hastings High coach, on the Nothing But Net, the coach's post-game show. But the final score here tonight in this B5 district first-round game, the Hastings High Tigers 50, the Lexington Minutemen 30. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next
on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Hastings High wins it over Lexington 50-30 in this first-round game of the Class B5 District Basketball Tournament. The Tigers led by Sefford Duong's 13 points, 8 points for Ty Anderson, a 6 for Patrick Opperman in this game. As far as scoring is concerned, Ty Anderson with a good job on the board. Some big threes by Sefford Duong. He had 3 threes in this game as a leading scorer, a couple of 2-point field goals. The Tigers win it by the score of 50-30. Play good defense tonight, too, and we'll name our player or maybe players of the game after this timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to the Player of the Game. We'll give it to a couple of Tigers tonight. Sefford Duong with 13 was the leading scorer, but some big threes in this game. 3 threes in the game for Sefford, but some big threes, especially in that first and second quarter, giving the Tigers some momentum, stemming a little bit of the tide to Lexington's play in that first half. But 13 for Sefford Duong. He had a 3 in each of the first 3 quarters. And Ty Anderson with 8 points tonight, but a good job on the boards tonight for Ty Anderson. He had 5 of his 8 points in the fourth quarter as the Tigers pulled away. So Sefford Duong and Ty Anderson will be our co-Hastings High players of the game as the Tigers win it over the Minutemen of Lexington 50-30. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at Kearney High School, this is Nothing But Net, the Coach's post-game show after Hastings High beats Lexington 50-30. Scott Rosner with us, the coach of the Hastings High Tigers, a 20-point victory, Coach, but boy, a competitive basketball game, a good basketball game. Your guys make the plays and do the job in the second half to kind of pull away. But overall, what do you think of your team's performance?
I'll tell you what, as the game got going, I thought our execution became a little bit more in sync early on. And they are kids. Coach Johnson, I thought, did a great job of preparing this scouting report. And we as the coaching staff kind of put together our idea as far as the game plan. According to what we were going to see, that zone defense of theirs, one of the things that we told our kids even yesterday during the scouting report was our preparation of running Lexington's defense this week was not going to look near as good as how Lexington is going to do it. We basically have done it for about 3 to 4 days, where Lexington has had about a month and a half that they've been working on this defense that's getting a little stronger for them. And so we knew coming in that this was going to be an excellent competitive ball game. You know, and I understand, you know, people are looking at the fact of what the score was last time, but people also have to understand that Lexington's a little bit similar to what we were a year ago, and that is that they were a very young ball club at the beginning of the year, but they were also very inexperienced. They had some kids not come out, and so it took them that whole month of December, and even in early January, you know, those kids were still looking at a situation where, is this all worth it? And, you know, you win one game all season, you start to ask yourself, you know, how much fun is this and all that. But Coach Wiesler's done a great job with those kids of keeping them focused on the idea of improving. And so here they are at the end of the year, maybe still very young, but they've got a whole lot more experience going on, you know. And I'm not trying to take away from anything tonight. But we knew after watching, you know, what things they had done against North Platte, where they played them to a 15-point ball game, and North Platte beat us twice this year. And so, you know, you have to understand that teams do improve. And so to kind of cut this a little bit short, I guess, we're pretty pleased with how our kids understood that we didn't necessarily do the things in the first half that we should have. And so to come out and hold the team to 10 second-half points, also defensively, we did a much better job. You know, I still thought that there were some times that because of how they were running that defense, we had to be able to get some diagonal looks, and then we were able to attack the basket a little bit more. You know, give them credit. In that first half, they were very aggressive on the boards, and I know I'm getting a lot of answers out to one question of yours, but, you know, we're very excited to be able to know that we're a team that's moving on to the semifinals, and so we definitely appreciate that opportunity.
Well, 20 points you give up in the first half. Okay, only 10 in the second. What adjustments did you make then at halftime defensively? Or was it just a matter of executing defense you wanted to play? You know, a little bit of a zone in the game tonight, too, but mostly it was man-to-man. But what adjustments did you make defensively in that second half?
Well, you mentioned that zone, and we even went into the locker room after the game. We said, hey, regardless of the fact that we ran a little bit of zone, the big change that we made was attitude on the man defense. And, you know, of those 20 points, I think 8 of them that Lexington scored in the first half were off of offensive putbacks. Well, we did not secure the board. Maybe we were going to try and dribble out of a board, and we didn't get it. And they said, thank you very much, and put it in the hole, or else we were going to leak down the floor, and we were going to get some big points in early. And instead of just doing the little things right, playing the game honest, and, you know, in some aspects, it's a great wake-up call before you, you know, get tripped up doing it. And so I thought it was a good opportunity for our kids to be able to play two halves. And you know, second half, you know, you find yourself winning the first half by 9 and the second half by 11. But, yeah, I still thought that we did fundamental things a whole lot better in the second half.
The ball club finished strong at the end of the first, second, and third quarters. Coach, you get the final 6 in the first quarter. Then you get a separate long three-pointer near the end of the second half. Second quarter, and the 3 free throws from Tyler Rebarg with 6 seconds to go. 6-4 points. So you really finished that quarter strong, and a big 3 near the end of the third quarter by Scepter Duong. So you really finished the quarters well to gain some momentum going into each of the next quarters. Those key points of the ball game, you really finished strong in each quarter.
Well, I do think, you know, that's one of the things where I give the kids the entire credit there, because they're a whole lot more experienced. They understand the importance of balls in our hands, closing out a quarter. We want to take advantage of that. We don't want a silly, foolish shot. We don't need to take a shot with 9 seconds left and give the other team a chance to be able to get down the floor and get that last threat at you. And so, you know, like I said, the kids have done a great job of understanding who on our team has what capabilities, and that's what you got to get, you know, get the kids to understand. We talked before the game tonight. We said, hey, this is that, you know, time of year where you don't need to change what characteristics you have. You just need to, you know, play towards those same strengths and realize that when the bucket doesn't fall, you can still make adjustments. When defense doesn't hustle, well, now you've got a whole other situation to work at. So, you know, I thought that the communication stayed a little bit stronger. They were running a flex offense, and so, you know, it just became an important tool for us, that communication, where we didn't want to give even if we switch it, we don't want to give a kid a slip back to the basket. So we started to just say, you know, what little things we had to be able to do, and I thought that was a big key for us, because if they don't score points, then they don't get closer to us, bottom line.
The Tigers get some big plays, a big steal and score, three-point play. Cade Welke, Will Reimer gets a steal and score, kind of stems some of the momentum that maybe Lexington was grabbing. You had a 7-point lead. Will gets a steal and scores. It goes up to 9. That's when you kind of started the run that really kind of put the ball game away at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth. Good force on the boards tonight from Ty Anderson. He was Ty seemed to be enjoying the physical nature of the game tonight, Coach. He was a good force on the boards tonight, had 5 fourth-quarter points. He had a good game for you tonight, and everybody contributed tonight. You got play out of a lot of people tonight. Good play.
Well, we did, you know, and the thing is we've lost a handful of kids. We lost Mark Gooden after the first of the year, and Eric Galrick has kind of raked with his knees a little bit, and Graham Schneider rolled an ankle the last regular season. And so, you know, it's a situation where kids like Matt Karloff and Brogan Shea have stepped in for us a little bit. You mentioned Ty Anderson. We've kind of challenged him to be a little bit more assertive on the boards at both ends. And so, you know, you start to add him to what Pat and Kate are already giving us on the boards. It's definitely going to make us a little bit stronger in that area.
Tigers will face Grand Island Northwest Monday night at 7:45, a team you've seen this year. You've played, and they defeat you in a close one at the end after you had the lead in for a lot of that ball game. But that should be a dandy district time. Hastings of Northwest, this is nothing new here, of course, so it should be a heck of a battle on Monday night.
You know what? We're just really glad to be a part of that duel, and we know Northwest has got a nice ball club, but we're excited that we're on the other side of it, and, you know, we're going to come out and play hard.
All right, Coach, we'll have a chance to talk about that one Monday. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you Monday. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, Glenn.
You bet. Scott Rosno, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers after their 50-30 victory over the Lexington Minutemen tonight. We'll take our timeout, come back, and wrap things up right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Hastings High wins it by the score of 50-30 to advance to the semifinals on Monday night. The Tigers leading 31-24 in the third quarter, won to outscore the Minutemen 19-6 from that point on, and won it by the score of 50-30. Scepter Duong with 13 to lead the way, 8 for Ty Anderson, including 5 in the fourth quarter for the Tigers here tonight. And Hastings High led just about all the way, trailed at 4-1. But then jumped out to a 14-4 lead and went on to win it by the score of 50-30 tonight. The Tigers now 9-12 on the year, and they'll be in the semifinals this coming Monday night against Grand Island Northwest. Tigers the third seed in the 16 district. Northwest is the second seed. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest Monday night, 7:45, right back here. Kearney High School, you can hear that one right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. In the first game tonight, it was Holdridge eliminating Cozad, 57-33. So the Dusters will take on Aurora in the first semifinal Monday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the Hastings High Northwest game on 1230 KHS this coming Monday night. Some other information for you. Broadcast plans coming up. Should mention just a couple of scores. And the Hastings College women lost in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament at Concordia this afternoon. Concordia 86. Hastings College 48, so the Broncos will hopefully get a wild card berth at the National NAIA Tournament. Those pairings, of course, won't be released until next Wednesday. Concordia moves on to the GPAC Women's Championship game on Tuesday night. The Nebraska men were losing at halftime up at Michigan State against the Spartans. 23 Michigan State, 15 Nebraska at halftime. That would indicate to me that the Huskers are slowing the basketball down. They're trailing 23-15 at halftime at Michigan State tonight. The Hastings College women lose. The Hastings High Tigers win tonight. The Nebraska women will be home tomorrow against Ohio State. You can hear the Nebraska women's basketball game with Ohio State tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Tip-off at 3, pregame at 2:45. The NBA All-Star Games on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, 1460 KXPN tomorrow beginning at 5:30. We will have the district championship basketball for you on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 on Monday night. C1 district final, Minden and Valentine, the trip to state on the line there. Tuesday night on the Breeze, it'll be Giltner and Loomis in a D2 district final, also at 6:45 pregame. On Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR on Monday night. District championship, Sutton and Ravenna, a rematch from earlier in the season, a very good game the first time around. Unbeaten Ravenna winning that one. They'll take on Sutton once again
this coming Monday. That'll be at Grand Island Senior High. You can hear on Classic Hits 98.9. And then on Tuesday on Classic Hits, Kennesaw and Shelton in the D15 District Championship game. Of course, all the district winners automatically make the boys state basketball tournament 2 weekends from now. The girls state tournament will begin next Thursday, run through Saturday. We'll follow our area teams on our family of stations of Platte River Radio, including Minden and Sandy Creek and Blue Hill and Giltner and maybe others as far as our coverage is concerned. We'll give you those broadcast plans come Monday morning when they are finalized as the girls state basketball tournament next week. So the boys tournament beginning tonight for the Hastings High Tigers, the last Hastings team standing for boys or girls high school wise, and the Hastings High Tigers win it tonight over Lexington by the score of 50-30 to win their ninth game of the year and move into the semifinals on Monday night against Grand Island Northwest in that game right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The final score here tonight, once again, Hastings High 50, Lexington 30. That will do it from Kearney High School. For producer-engineer John Dibber, and I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.